أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله، فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in addressing us in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had incurred upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed not only upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but also upon the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We discussed yesterday that when Fir'aun had decided that he is going to kill all the young boys, he began to kill each boy that was born amongst the Bani Israel. They were a community that was enslaved by Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, and hence this continued for several years. But then he realized that if there's no boys, then obviously there will be no more girls also in the time to come, and hence there will be no more slaves to carry out the work of Fir'aun and his people. So the result was that one year he would kill boys and the one year he would allow them to exist on this earth. And hence in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his very great qudrat that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born in the year that he would kill boys, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looked after and Allah ta'ala safeguarded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now when the mother had conceived Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had again inspired her, and the inspiration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted her, لا تخافي ولا تحزني, that do not have any fear, do not have any kind of grief, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely return the son to you. When he was born and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her to place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam into that box, and that box should float on the banks of the river, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given her that instruction. She had forgotten the first inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She had forgotten, and how she had forgotten, it comes in a narration. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that shaitan had come to her at that particular time, and shaitan had put this thought into her heart. She was human after all, that the thought is this, that if you send this child off in this box, and if perchance this child drowns, the box sinks, obviously the child will be drowning, then you will get the different kinds of creatures in the sea, in the river, that will eat and devour this child, and you will never have the satisfaction that a mother gets if her child dies and that child is buried. That mother knows my child died 100%. The mother has the satisfaction that the child was buried. That kind of satisfaction you are not going to experience. So now when she put the child into the box, and the box was now on the bank of the river, she immediately began to have these type of doubts. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, that the box began to float. We know that the box came into the palace of Fir'aun, we discussed that. But then the mother also sent the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to keep a careful eye on what is the happenings with regards to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. To cut the story short, on the other hand, they had a problem. Fir'aun and his people had a problem in that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, again divinely guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refused to drink from the breast of any woman. And now the servants and the slaves of Fir'aun went out into the marketplaces looking for that woman that will be able to sustain, that will be able to feed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And at that particular time she makes mention of her own household, her own mother. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, reunites him with his mother, which becomes an official thing, and hence the result is that she is also sustained, she is remunerated by Fir'aun, she is showered with very many gifts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this as a very, very great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had incurred upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The favor upon him was this, that he had the comfort of his mother and the favor upon her, or she had the comfort of her son. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكُ, remember the time when your sister walked. فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ, she began to tell the people, and that was the slaves and the servants of Fir'aun, that should I not guide you to that person that will sustain her, that person that will sustain him, that person who will nurse him, that is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ, then we returned to you, to your mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, so that her eyes may be refreshed and comforted. وَلَا تَحْزَن, and that she may not grieve. It comes in one narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that that person that earns this material world, and at the same time he desires that he also pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is like the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That here she fed her own child, which obviously was going to be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, she was remunerated for it. The ulama have expressed a very, very important aspect, a lesson that we can learn, and that is that with regards to this narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the important aspect is this, that a person has to earn, all of us have to earn. But if a person earns, one is, it has to be halal, the mode has to be halal. But at the same time, we also earn in trying to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have given a simple example, is that if a person is a tradesman, a person is a mason, or a person is in some form of trade, and he builds, for example, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand he does it for the sake of Allah, and on the other hand he earns at the same time, so he gets this kind of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.